So welcome to Holy Trinity Sunday. The children's message, that was your message on the Holy Trinity for today. So I hope you were paying attention because I'm really going to focus in on Psalms today, because for today and for the next few weeks, we are going to be talking about the Psalms in worship. And if you are part of the daily reading, we're going to be reading all of the Psalms over the next several months, because it's going to take us a while. So this summer is about the Psalms, and it is the most read book in the Bible. And some of the most popular verses come from the Psalms. Anyone have any idea what that might be? The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want, right? Yeah. There are lots of other ones that you might be able to quote, and you don't even know that they're from the Psalms. So for the summer and all the way till Advent, there's a psalm a day. And so if you're interested in that, you can subscribe to the daily readings. That's on the front page of our web page, and that's listed in your newsie, that web page. But today we begin at the beginning. Why, Gail?
Very good place to start.
It's a very good place to start. And so we start at Psalm 1. But Psalm 1, when we really take time to listen to it, I think makes us a little uncomfortable. It sets up a distinct us versus them. Listen to how the Message, which is another version of the Bible, puts it. How well God must like you. You don't hang out at Sin Saloon. You don't slink along Dead End Road. You don't go to Smart Mouth College. Instead, you thrill to God's word. You chew on scripture day and night. You're a tree planted in Eden, bearing fresh fruit every month, never dropping a leaf, always in blossom. You're not at all like the wicked, who are mere wind-blown dust. Without defense in court, unfit company for innocent people. God charts the road you take. The road they take is Skid Row. Wow. Good thing I'm on the right side of that psalm. That's all I got to say about that. No, we don't like it. Like, doesn't God like us all? You already know my answer to that. Of course God loves us, likes us all. We're all children of God. In this space and in the whole of the world, we're wrapped in the embrace of the Spirit. We're all saved by the life of Jesus. We are signed, sealed, and delivered. We're God's. Not just the good ones. Not just the smart ones, not just the ones who believe rightly. God has loved the whole world. Now, I know that that passage that we heard from John today, the I am the way and the truth and the life, I know that's been used to exclude people. And maybe that's how Jesus meant it. Maybe that's how the writer of the Gospel of John meant it. But there are plenty of other places in John's Gospel where Jesus throws his arms wide open. For God so loved the world that God gave the only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him will not perish but have eternal life. Jesus says, I will be lifted up and draw all people to myself. And of course, the cross itself. God did not come to earth to exclude, to set up boundaries. We didn't need God to come and do that. We are perfectly good at setting up boundaries and fences and divisions. No, God comes into our lives to throw open the gates of heaven, to open the pathways to life and love, to open our hearts to see our neighbors in new ways. So, you know, I have no qualms whatsoever in saying this. This is where the message may have it wrong. It isn't about how much God likes us. It's about what our lives look like when we believe that God loves us all. You see, God has laid before us an invitation to take a road, a pathway that leads to quiet streams. Yeah. This psalm, the first psalm, reminds us that the word of God is for us. That God is for us. And when we choose to believe that God is for us, that God does have our backs, that Jesus puts us in a right relationship with God, that the Spirit leads us, well, happy trails. We are blessed, or happy and at peace. Now, do not get me wrong. This does not mean that everything is smooth sailing in our lives. That's not the thing. But instead, when times get dark and weary, we know that we are planted by this stream that wells up. That's the second image in the psalm for today. That we're planted by this stream. We're invited to be these incredible trees that produce fruit, and our leaves will not wither. And so as we begin our journey this morning with the Psalms, we're reminded that in the book of Psalms, in all of God's word, we have a sustainable source of refreshment. This book, this loved book, is loved because in it we can see ourselves. But even more, we can see the God who has created us, loved us back to life, and journeys with us down this path we take. And for that, we can give thanks to God. Amen.